when I was in the ninth grade, one of the required classes that everyone had to take was something called chem physics. Half of it was chemistry, and then the second half of it was physics. And when we got to the physics part, one of the things that I remember studying unsuccessfully was electricity. We had to learn about whether things were in parallel or in series and all this stuff. And to this day, I still don't understand. I just don't understand. But thanks be to God, Mr. Strain, who was our chem physics teacher, didn't say, well, if you students can't explain electricity, then I'm not going to let you turn on the lights. We didn't have to explain it to be able to use it. If we did, I would still be living in the dark. Now, aren't we thankful when it comes to our spiritual lives, especially, that we don't have to understand or explain everything that can help us? I am especially thankful for that fact when it comes to this day in the church year, which is Trinity Sunday. If you go to seminary or you're in the ordained ministry, it's almost a caricature of a Sunday because you try to pass it off to somebody else to preach on it because you can't explain the Trinity. Well, that's okay. You don't have to explain it to be able to get something from it that is helpful. I still can't explain the Trinity for sure. I've been to seminary and done all this study. I have no clue how electricity works. I turn the switch on, the lights come on. Can't explain it, but I can tell you it works. I have to do the same with my theology very often. I try to explain, and as Episcopalians, we are people who like to, at least in part, we like to think our way to God. We like to understand what's going on and explain things and have these theories and these theologies. But you always get to a place where you can't quite explain. When I was in seminary, in systematic theology, which to me is an oxymoron anyway, but the teacher said that you are going to try to have your system of theology, but there's always going to be something you can't cover. You'll have this system, and you'll very nicely explain how all these things fit together, and then there'll be this place where you hit the wall and it doesn't fit in any system. And that is the truth with the practice of theology. You can explain a lot, and you can make it work in your mind, but you get to a point where you can't explain. Intellectually, you can't explain. There's much about God that I don't even attempt to explain. But I can tell you about the different manifestations God has taken in bringing light to human circumstances that seemed very dark. I believe that the experience of the power is much more important than the explanation. Complete understanding is not necessary. So, we are here on Trinity Sunday. What is important about the Trinity? To my mind, the thing that is most important about the Trinity is recognizing that God is at work in many different ways, in many different persons in our lives. Recognizing God and seeing and hearing what God wants me to do next. This is very important because we are charged with doing the work of God. When Jesus left the disciples, he told them that they would do what he had been doing and far more than he had been doing. And so, on down the line, we are called to do what Jesus did and far more. It is a scary and humbling prospect. And so I need to know all those ways that God is manifested in our world so that I can see and recognize and be guided and inspired. One reason we come to a community like this and we take part in the larger Christian church is to remember that we act in God's name. We come here not so that we can leave with a perfect explanation of theology, but because we can leave with some sense of how we are to use the power that's available to us. One of my favorite devotional writers is a man named E. Stanley Jones, And he has written this about the early Christians. Some have suggested that the early Christians conquered the pagan world because they outthought, outlived, and outdied the pagans. But that was not enough. They out-experienced them. Without that, they would have lacked the vital glow. It is experience, not explanation, that is pivotal to the Christian life. And this Trinity, this theology of the Trinity, reminds us of the multiplicity of ways that God can be shown in human life. Jesus says to us that God is God. Whether you glimpse God in the work of the Father or the Son of the Holy Spirit, Jesus never tries to explain doctrine. But Jesus says that when you see goodness in the world, when you see love in the world, when you see mercy in the world, when you see wisdom in the world, you have seen God. Human beings have spent millennia talking about this doctrine, and it has divided churches and traditions. But in my experience, doctrine doesn't bring people to God. I've never known of anyone that said, "Whoa, I really like that theology of the Trinity, so I think I'll try the Christian church." It may have happened. I don't think so. People are drawn to the churches and to the Christian tradition because of the stories that they see lived out in the people who adhere to the tradition. We're drawn to God by people who act in God's name. I can't tell you what the Trinity means. I can tell you my story, how I've been in the depths of grief and came to this particular church and saw a glimmer of hope in stories of God told by people around me. I can tell you that I first was able to see God in the handiwork of God the Father, the Creator. I can tell you I was able to see God when other people loved me and didn't even know me, living out the incarnation of Jesus. I can tell you how I found peace in my loss, lifted up through the Holy Spirit of God, working through worship here, and held up in part by the liturgy of our beautiful prayer book. Every Sunday, we say our creed, we outline our doctrines, but it is the story that draws us in. It is simply the story and not the doctrine. The stories show us what's important about how God works. And when we see the stories, we begin to try to grasp and manage the deep and inexplicable truth. And we do that in part by developing doctrine to explain the stories. But it is in the stories where we see God. I can't explain electricity. I can't explain the Trinity. But I don't live in the dark. I finally learned that I don't need to explain, only to experience, and then to tell that story. Amen. Amen.